Today's Amud is Yivamah Samech Samen Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Samech Zayin Mabez. So says the Mishnah, Ha'uber, V'hayavam, V'erisin, V'acheresh, U'ben Teish Hashanim V'yoymechad. In all of these cases, Paislen V'loymachilin. So we'll explain when we get to the Gemara exactly what these things mean. But any woman who's in any of these situations, so they become pasul from eating truma, and also they don't get the chance to then eat truma. Again, we'll see in the Gemara what this means. Safik shu ben teish hashanav yoy mechad, safik she'enoy, if there's, let's say, a safik, if the person is 9 years and a day, or maybe he's not, or safik hevi shtei cyrus, safik lo, shaloi hevi, or even if there's a safik, if he had shtei cyrus or not, that also is paisav lo machilin. Nuff, fine. So again, those cases, we'll have to see, we'll wait till we get to the Gemara, and we'll explain each case independently. Says the Mishnah, that nafal habayis alav ba'al bas achiv. So here, finally, the Mishnah takes us back to our long-lost friends, Reuven, who is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa. Reuven is married to Bracha and Shprinsa, and for all those who remember, Bracha is Shimon's daughter. Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven married his niece, he married Shimon's daughter, he married Bracha, and he's also married to Shprinsa, who's a random lady. So he's married to an Erva of Shimon, and then there's the Tzaras Erva is Shprinsa. And if Reuven dies without having any children, so we know from the Mishnah, Bezim and Aleph, so just like Bracha doesn't fall to Yibam to Shimon, because she's his daughter, she's Bitai, so also Tzaras Bitai, also Shprinsa, does not fall to Yibam. So, however, if let's say Reuven's marriage with Bracha would be terminated before Reuven dies, let's say Bracha dies, if Bracha would die and then Reuven dies, so then at the time that Reuven died he was only married to Shprinsa, so then Shprinsa falls to Shimon. Says the Mishnah that let's say you have a case where it's unclear did Bracha die first or did Reuven die first. Nafal habayis alav ba'al bas achiv. The house fell on him and his brother's daughter together. It fell on him and it fell on Bracha. Now if Reuven died first, so then Bracha and Shprinsa fell to Yibam to Shimon, and Bracha's pater from Yibam, so Mamela Shprinsa will be pater as well. However, if Bracha died first, so then at the time that Reuven died, he was only married to Shprinsa, in which case Shprinsa will fall to Yibam to Shimon. In this case, as the Mishnah, the house fell on both of them, Ve'en Yadua, Eza, Meis, Rishain, and it's not known which one of them died first. So Mamela, the halacha is going to be, just in a practical sense, so Shprinsa now is a suffix whether she falls to Shimon. It's a suffix if she falls to Shimon. If Bracha died first, then she falls to Shimon. If Bracha died afterwards, so then she does not fall to Shimon. Now, you can't just say, oh, just do Yibam L'chumrah, because on the Tzadet, there's no Mitzvah of Yibam, so then there's an Issa D'Araisa, there's an Issa Erva of Eishas Ach. Then Shprinsa is going to be Asar to Shimon, Al to Eishas Ach. So what do? You have a Mitzvah, but maybe you have an Issa. So what do? So the answer is, it's Tzarasa Chayletzas V'leimis Yavemes. They do Chalitza. This way they don't take any chances, but they're not allowed to perform Yibam. At the same time, she can't go away scot-free because she might be a Yavam Malashah. She might really be falling to Yibam to Shimon. So they do Chalitza, and that takes care of any sort of Safek. Says the Gemara now, Ha'ober. So now we'll go back and we'll explain what the Mishnah was saying. The Mishnah mentioned all different scenarios, the first one being Ha'ober, of scenarios, where the halacha is that paislin v'loy ma'achilin. The first case was ober. What this means is as follows. We know the halacha is that if you have a bas kayin who marries a Yisrael, so she has to stop eating truma, even though she was eating truma the whole time until she got married. A bas kayin who's married to Yisrael, she has to stop eating truma. If the Yisrael dies, and they don't have any children together, so then the bas kayin goes back to her father's house, and she's allowed to continue eating truma. Only if they have children, then she remains pasul. Let's say they don't have any children, but she's pregnant, there's an ober. So the ober is paislin. The ober counts like a child in this type of scenario, and a child, it will pasul her from being able to go back to her father's house and eating truma. At the same time, even though an ober is paisel, an ober is not machil, which means that if you have a bas Yisrael who marries a kayet, a bas Yisrael who grew up her whole life that she was not allowed to eat truma, the halacha is that if she marries a kayet, she's now allowed to eat truma. Even if the kohen dies, if they have children together, she's allowed to continue eating truma. It's only if they don't have children, so then she goes back to her father's house, and she has to stop eating truma. Let's say they don't have any children, but there's an ober she's expecting. So then the halacha is that even though they have this child that's an ober is not machil. That does not give her the ability to eat truma. So what's the difference? Why is it that the ober by the bas kohen who's married to Yisrael, we say that the ober like counts as a child and apostles her from eating truma. Yet by the Bas Yisrael married the Kayin, we say that an ober does not count as a child and it's not machil. So what's the difference? Explains the Gemara, because e Bas Kayin li Yisrael, in the case of the Bas Kayin to the Yisrael, there the ober is paiso because he pasol, so e Bas Kayin li Yisrael he, so then pasola, that pasols her, because when the Torah says, then the lashon of the Torah, when it says in the Bas Kayin, that if she doesn't have any children together with the Yisrael, so then she goes back to her father's house, a Bas Kayin who marries the Yisrael, and they do not have any children, so she goes back to her father's house, and she's allowed to continue eating truma. So the lashon of the pasuk over there is that she goes back kinu ureha. It says v'shava el beis avia kinu ureha. She goes back to her father's house like she was when she was younger. But prat l'meuberes, that excludes this case where she's a meuberes. She's not kinu ureha. She's not the same way she was when she was a youngster. Her stomach got a little bit bigger now. So therefore, the halacha is that she's not allowed to go back to her father's house and continue eating truma. Rather, the ober passels her. That's what we darshan from kinu ureha. But ibas yisrael l'kayini, but by the case of the woman, who she's a bas yisrael, who married a kayin, so over there, the ober is not considered like a child. It does not allow her to continue eating truma. Does not give her the ability to eat truma because of the yisoid that we had previously, that yulud machil sheinu yulud inu machil. Only a baby that's born is able to give his mother the ability to eat truma, but the yulud, but a ober that's not a yulud sheinu yulud inu machil. But someone who's not born, he's just a fetus, so then or just a baby that just in the stomach, so then that does not give the mother the ability to eat truma. Now it says the Gemara, that's the case of Ober. Hayavam, the second case of the Mishnah, was describing a case of a Yavam. So again, it's all along the same type of lines, where there's a mixah sheiches that remains after the husband dies. The shaila is that pasul? Is that machil? So the next case was a Yavam, which means that you have this woman, let's say the case first of the Bas Kayin, she's a Bas Kayin who married Yisrael. So we said if they don't have any kids together, so the Bas Kayin goes back to her father's house, and she could eat truma. So in this case, the Taka did not have any children together. So you would say, oh, so Pasha, she goes back to her father's house, and she's allowed to continue eating truma. Her husband, the Yisrael, died. She's a Bas Kayin. They don't have any children. So Zera Eina, she goes back to her father's house, and she could continue eating truma. But no, in this case, it's not so simple. Because the Yisrael husband that she had has a brother. Being that they didn't have any children together, so now she falls to Yibam, to the brother. So the Shaila is now in this state, where she's a Shemeres Yavam, is she allowed to continue, is she allowed to go back now and eat Truma? She's a Bas Kayin, she was married to Yisrael, Yisrael died. Now she's a Shemeres Yavam to another Yisrael, is she allowed to eat Truma? The answer is no, a Yavam is Paiso. A Yavam passes her from being able to eat Truma. That Shaychus to the Yavam makes it that now she cannot eat Truma. At the same time, that Shaychus cannot generate an ability to eat Truma, which means that if you have a Bas Yisrael, who's married to a Kayin, and the Kayin dies and they did not have any children together, so then she has to stop eating Truma, even though she now falls to Yibam, to the Kayin's brother, so she's Zakuk to this other Kayin. Lemaisa, that Yavam does not give her the ability to eat Truma. A Yavam is Paisel, but at the same time, a Yavam is not Machil. Says the Gemara, what's the Pshat? Because he Bas Kayin Yisraeli, in the case of a woman, that she's a Bas Kayin, and she was married to Yisrael, and then the Yisrael died, and now she fell to the Yisrael's brother, so that Pasula, that Pasul, sir, from being able to go back to her father's house and eat Truma, is Pasha because the Lashon of the Torah is Veshavel Beis Aviyah. It says that after her husband, the Yisrael, dies, she goes back to her father's house and she's able to eat truma. So the pasuk is only describing a person that's taka being shava al beis aviyah. She goes back to her father's house. Prat l'shemeres yavam, which is coming to exclude the case of a shemeres yavam, that she doesn't go back to her father's house because she's zakuk liyibam. So she has to stay put. But meilo, she does not go back to eating truma. And ibas Yisrael l'kayini, and in the case of the woman who's a bas Yisrael that was married to a kayin, the fact that she falls to yibam, the Yavam is not machil her, loy machila, that he does not give her the ability to eat truma, because kinin kaspa am rachmana va kinin da achifu. Because it's only when it's kinin kaspa of the kayin, when it's his kinin, so that's when he's machil her. But over here, the Yavam, he doesn't have any sort of kinin on her, it's his brother's kinin, it's not his kinin, and therefore, he's not machil her truma. The third case, the next case was va erisin, which means that even if the couple never did nesuit, all they did was erisin, so that shaykhus of erisin is enough that if you have a bas kayin who did erisin with the Yisrael, so she now has to stop eating truma. Once she has erisin with the Yisrael, she has to stop eating truma. At the same time, if you have a bas Yisrael who did erisin with the kayin, so the kayin is not maichula, that does not give her the ability to eat truma. That erisin is paisel ve'inay machil, explains the Gemara. The reason for this is because he bas kayin the Yisraeli, in the case of the bas kayin to the Yisrael, where the only there was erisin, afalpike, that erisin is pasel, it passels her. Why? Passels her. Why? Da kinyan bahavaya. Because the kinyan bahavaya. Because the ma'isa, he was kind to her. The ma'isa midaraisa. It's a full kinyan de minatayra. And therefore, she's now the kinyan of Yisrael. So she has to stop eating truma. So what would you say though? Yeah, but if it's a bas Yisrael to a kayin, so then she's the kinyan kaspi of the kayin. She should be able to eat truma. Says the Gemara. Be'atzam einachanami. Vi bas Yisrael the kayini. Lo imaychu lo misham de'ula. Einachanami be'atzam midaraisa. In the case of the bas Yisrael who marries a kayin only with erisin, he be'atzam midaraisa is maichel her, because now she's kinyan kaspi of the kayin. He's kayin her midaraisa. However, there's a gzeras that we'll get to in Ksuvis, either Simpoin, Ula, different gzeras that Chazal said that a bas kayin, that the bas Yisrael who marries a kayin, so she's not allowed to eat truma until they do nesuit. If all they did was erisin, so we're nervous, we're chayshish, that maybe it's going to end up being that it's going to be mekach tais, he's going to see something in her, and it's not going to be beseder. So therefore, they said that after erisin, she's not allowed to eat truma, even though technically speaking, she's a skinian, and she should be able to eat truma. Well, technically, that was really simple. I made a mistake. Ula's pshat is that we're concerned that since she's still living at home, Batsam, all they did was erisin, so since she's still living at home, so therefore there's a concern that if she'd be allowed to eat truma, she'd go back home, she'd put the truma in the fridge, and her family would go to the fridge, open it up, not realizing that it's truma, and they'll go and they'll eat it. They'll eat the food. So because of that chashash, so therefore they said that even though midaraisa and a bas Yisrael does erisin with the kain, she could eat truma, they said that she's not allowed to eat truma. The next case of the Mishnah was v'acheresh. Acheresh refers to a case where the woman, the Bas Kayin, Bas Yisrael, they married a man who's acheresh. Acheresh means a deaf mute. He's einish shemea ve'einay medaber. La halacha, the acheresh has the status of a shaita. Even though acheresh, even a deaf mute, is not mamish a shaita. We'll see when we get to Gittin, Bezaz Hashem. Acheresh is daita klishta. He's a little bit weaker das. We spoke about it in the beginning of Chagiga and the Reis of Halacha, the first piece on Chagiga, the status of Cheresh in Halacha. But a Cheresh, a deaf mute, halachically is treated like a Shaita. He's considered like a Shaita. In Halacha, he's considered like Einay Bardas. However, there is a big difference between a Cheresh and a Shaita that even manifests itself in the Halacha. And that is that Chazal instituted a Kedusha Durabanan for a Cheresh. That's something that they did not do for a Shaita. That's too difficult. That would be too difficult for a person to live with a Shaita. But a Cheresh is possible. And therefore Chazal instituted a Kedusha Durabanan with a Cheresh. Even though Midaraisa, the Kedusha is not Chal, Midarabanan, there is Kedusha with a Cheresh. So now, if you have a Bas Kayin who marries a Cheresh, so it's a Kedusha Durabanan, the halacha is that the Cheresh is Paisel. It passels her from being able to eat truma. At the same time, if you have a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin, that's a Cheresh, so the Cheresh is Eino Maicho, he doesn't give her the ability to eat truma. Says the Gemara, Ba'cheresh, I Bas Kayin Yisraeli, in the case of the Bas Kayin who marries the Yisrael, so the Cheresh passels her, it stops her from being able to eat truma, passel the Kanya B'tekanta Durabanan, because the Maisa, they're married Midurabanan, so since they're married Midurabanan, so that passels her from eating truma, Vi Bas Yisrael Kayini, Loi Maichel, because Kinyan Kasper Am Rachmana Vaila Bar Kinyanu. But at the same time, if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kayin, it's a Cheresh, so he's not going to be Maichel her, because it's only a Kinyan Durabanan, it's Midaraisa, it's not a Kinyan. The Torah says only Kinyan Kaspoi can eat Truma, and Midaraisa, she's not Kinyan Kaspoi, she's not his Kinyan, it's only Kinyan Durabanan. And that's why the Cheresh will be Paisel, but at the same time, not Meichel. The Uben Teish Hashanim. The next case of the Mishnah was describing a case of someone who's 9 years old. So the halacha is that he's Paisel Ve'enu Meichel. The Shaila is what exactly the case is. What's this case of a 9-year-old? That's something that the Gemara itself is going to discuss right now. Says the Gemara that Kasal Kadaitach B'Shaymeres Yavam Leben Teish Av Yom Echad. Right now, the Gemara assumed that what the case was is that you have this lady, let's say the case of the Bas Kayin, you have a Bas Kayin who married Yisrael, so she has to stop eating Truma, and then Yisrael died, and the lady falls to Yibam to a brother who's only 9 years old in a day, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us, and he's Paisel Veino Meichel. Well, says the Gemara Lamai, what part of this was necessary? Where's the Chiddush in this line? The fact that he passes the Bas Kayin, or that in the case of a Bas Yisrael who married a Kayin, that he's not Meichel her? What's the Chiddush over here? Elam Mifsal, if you're going to tell me that the Chiddush is in this case of the Bas Kayin, who was married to Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, and now she falls to Yibam to this 9-year-old, and so now that 9-year-old passels her, what's the Chiddush in that? Elam Mifsal, Katanami Mifsal Passel. Even if the kid was only a day, even if he was just 1 day old, the halacha is that if a lady is married to someone, nothing to do with Truma, it's not, if a lady is married to someone, and they don't have any children together, and the husband dies, and he has a 1 day old brother, the halacha is that the woman falls to Yibam to the baby who's 1 day old. She's gonna have to wait. She's not gonna be able to do Yibam or Chalitza right now. He's only a day old. But at the same time, she's Asr Lashuk. She's gonna be Asr Lashuk because she's a Shemeres Yavam. A lady falls to Yibam even to a 1 day old. Now, going back to Truma, we said that the reason why a Yavam passes a Bas Kayin from being able to go back to her father's house and eating Truma is because the Lashon of the Torah is Veshava El Beis Avia, that it's only when she goes back to her father's house then she could continue eating Truma. And as much as she's Zakuk Liyibam, so she cannot go back to eating Truma. If so, even a 1 day old would create this issue and passel her from being able to eat truma. Why would the Mishnah stress this halacha about a 9-year old? What shaykh is a 9-year old? Even a 1 day old would have this effect. So it can't be that that's the chiddush, the fact that he passels her from going back to her father's house and being able to eat truma, because that you wouldn't need a 9-year old for that. And ila echule, and if you're going to tell me that the chiddush is that he's not Meichel, meaning in the case of the Bas Yisrael, who was married to the Kayin, and the Kayin died, and now the Bas Yisrael falls to the Kayin's 9-year-old brother, so the Mishnah is saying that the 9-year-old brother is not Meichel her, if that's the Chiddush, what's the Chiddush in that? God onami loy Meichel, even if it wasn't a 9-year-old, even if it was a 15-year-old, a 20-year-old, even if he was above Bar Mitzvah, the halacha is that he's not Meichel her, like we had before, that a Yavam is not Meichel, because it says Kinyan Kasbai, and the Yavam is Kinyan Da'achivu. And so, and therefore Yavam is not Meichel, even if he was an adult. So why would the Mishnah stress this about a 9-year-old? So what's this case of 9-year-old? There doesn't seem to be any need to teach it. If it's talking about the Yavam, which is the Gemara's assumption right now, so then there's no chiddush in the fact that he passels the Bas Kayin, and there's no chiddush about the fact that he's not Meichel the Bas Yisrael. So why would the Mishnah say it? So Amar Abaye says, you misunderstood. Hacha b'Yavam ben teisha shanav yom echad, haba al yavim to yaskinan. Here we're not just talking about the fact that she's a Shemeres Yavam. Here we're discussing a case that he's a Yavam, who's a 9-year-old. At that point, his Bia is considered a Bia. And they were together. They did Yibam together. That's what we're discussing. Really, midaraisa, he's kind of her. Meaning, midaraisa, his bia is considered a bia once he's 9 years old. So, sal kadai techamina, so I would have thought to say that since midaraisa, his bia is a bia, even though they can't do yibam yet, they have to wait till he's older. But since midaraisa, his bia is considered a bia, so sal kadai techamina, hayo midaraisa kanyale, since midaraisa, his bia is a bia, ubiya se bia, so ema laichol, so I might think in this case of the Bas Yisrael, who was married to a kayet, and then she falls to the 9-year-old Yavam, and they do Yibam together, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. I might think that now she could eat Truma, now she's getting Kaspoy, because his Bia is a Bia Midaraisa. Kamash Malan, that also Bias Ventesha Shanav Yom Echad, Kemaymer Begadol, and Chazal said that Yibam does not work. Chazal said that the Bia of a 9-year-old, when it comes to Yiba, has like the status of Maimer of a Gadol, which means that the Zika is really still very much there, and it's just a Zika. It does not serve to actually close the deal and to serve as a Kenyan. So therefore, she's still not going to be considered Kenyan Kaspoy. She's still going to be considered Kenyan Da'achiv. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Amar le Rava, Rava asked Abaye, Yihachi, if that's the way you're going to explain the Reisha of the Mishnah, if that's the way you're going to explain the Mishnah, Seifa, then we're going to get stuck when we get to the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah was that this halacha is true, even if it's a suffix if the child's 9 years old or not. Even if maybe he's might be younger than 9 years old. Even if there's a suffix about him, the halacha is still the same, that he's paiso ve'enoi machil. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, wait a second. It says Rava, Amar le Rava, if you were going to explain the Mishnah the way you just did, so then say for the Katani Safik Ben Teisha Shanav Yemechad Safik She'enai, that this halach is true even about a Safik. What's the chiddush in that? Hashda vaday ben teisha loy machil safik mibay. If the way you're explaining it is that the whole chiddush was about the fact that he's not meichel, so that means even when he's for sure 9 years old, he's not meichel. Kol shekin, if it's only a safik if he's 9 years old, then he's not meichel. What would be the chiddush in that? So elam Rava, therefore Rava comes and says a whole new pshat in the Mishnah. Says Rava that ben teisha shanav yom echad dahanach psulin katani. This is a whole new case. It's a whole new case. It's not a hemshech of the previous cases of the Mishnah. Really, what the Mishnah is saying over here is that if you have a 9-year-old who is together with a woman, so normally if a woman's together with someone who's asar to her, so it makes her pasul l'kahuna. If let's say you have it that she was together with a 9-year-old, she was together with someone who was pasul to her, but the boy was only 9 years old. Says Rava, that's what the Mishnah is discussing. We're talking about a 9-year-old from amongst the different psulim, the pasli bibi asan, who pasul a woman l'kahuna through his bia. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that he's enoi, that she becomes pasul. Ukinetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echa Ger Amayni Mayavi Mitzi Vadoi Mikusi Nasan Chalol Mamzer, all these different types of psulim, once they're 9 years old, Shabayu Al Kehenes Leviyav Yisraelis, if they're together with any sort of Jewish woman, all these psulim pasluha, they pasul her likahuna. And that's what the case of the Mishnah was saying. The case of the Mishnah describing a 9-year-old was really discussing this case. It was discussing that if a 9-year-old who's pasul has bia with her, so then she becomes pasul likahuna. I asked the Gemara, if that's what the Mishnah is saying, so then we're going to get stuck when we get to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, Bamidi Katani Seifa, from the fact that it says in the Seifa, referring to the next Mishnah, it says that Im'einan Ru'uyan Lava B'Yisrael, Hare'elu Paislan, it talks about this exact case. It says any man who's not right to marry into Klal Yisrael, Sarei Elu Paislim, they pass a woman Likuna V'chad the Reisha Lama Psulim Askina. So that's Mashma, that the Reisha, the Mishnah, is not talking about Psulim. The Reisha is not talking about Psulim. It's not talking about this type of case. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. Reisha Psule Kahal and Seifa Psule Kahuna. The Reisha is also talking about Psulim. The difference is that the Reisha was specifically referring to people that are like super Pasul. They're Pasul for marrying even in Yisrael. Like a Mamzer. A Mamzer is Pasul of Lava Yilu Kahal. He's not just Pasul for marrying into the Kahuna. He's Pasul for marrying into the Kahal, Bechlal, the whole Klal Yisrael. And therefore, maybe I would have thought that such a person, that's a very chamer de kabia, maybe that type of person passes a lady lakuna. But the next mission is coming to tell us a bigger chiddush. Even psule kahuna, their bia also passes a lady lakuna. But really, everything is just talking about the din, not talking about big meichel and paisel and big meichel. It's talking about the din that a lady becomes pasul lakuna if she's together with someone who's pasul, even if he's only 9 years old. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Gufa, we had just mentioned that Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad, we mentioned the Braisa said that if you have someone who's even just 9 years old, but he's Pasul, he's a Ger, Amayni, Umayavi, let's say a Ger from the nations of Amun and Mayav, who the men of Amun and Mayav are Pasul Lavai Bekahal, or he's a Mitzri, Vadoimi, who are also Pasul, at least until certain generations, Vakusi, or Kusi, the people that converted out of fear, their conversion wasn't really good, Nasin, they tricked, Klal Yisrael that they were from faraway places, that they wanted to convert, Uchalol, Umamzer, all these people, Shubayu Al Kehenes, Aviv Yisraelis, if they're together with any sort of Jewish woman. So paslan, they passel her the kahuna. That's what we mentioned before. Now that we mentioned that, so the Gemara brings the hemshech of the Braisa. That Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Rabbi Yaisi says that kol shezaru paslo paisa. Only someone who the result of their relationship would result in a child who is paslo. So then, the woman becomes pasul. L'mashal, if someone's with a mamzer, so the child's a mamzer. So memela, she becomes mamzer, she becomes pasul as well. But kol she'ein zara pasul, ein lo paisul, but any time the result of their relationship would not lead to a psul, so then she also does not become pasul. We'll see later on in the Gemara Samach Tes what this might be referring to. Rashim ben Gamliel Eimer, also a cryptic line, which we'll have to wait till later to see what it's referring to, that kol she'ata naisei bitai, ata naisei amenasei. Any time the daughter of the relationship would be kosher, so then the woman does not become pasul. But if the daughter would become pasul, so then you can't marry the mother either, meaning she became pasul through the bia. That's his litmus test. But we'll see really later when we get to Daf Samach Tes exactly what these different things are referring to.